This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas in everything that we say and everything that we do. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. One of the major things that the world is talking about these days is the heat wave. This heat wave have caused fires, loss of homes, and even loss of life in many countries. Subhanallah. This heat is coming from a sun that is 93 million miles away. There will come a day that it will be 1 mile away. May Allah protect us all. And that day is 50,000 years. And every single human being will be questioned, except a group of people that will be told to enter the Jannah without hisab or adab, without accountability or punishment. May Allah make us all among them. So in general, everyone will be questioned. Questioned about what? One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out of his house at a time that he does not usually come out. And he saw Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. And he asked them, "Ma akhrajakuma? Why are you out at this time of the day?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, al-ju'a." Hunger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadih, ma akhrajani illa alladhi akhrajakuma." Allahu Akbar. He said, "By the one who's my soul in his hand, the reason I am out is the same reason that you are out of your house. Also hunger." The best three men ever walked this earth after the prophets, the Rasulullah and the two men, they have nothing in their house and hunger forced them to be out of their house. So they went to an Ansari and they asked, the wife was there and the husband was not there. Long story short, the husband came and was so honored to see the best three men. "Can you please turn off your phones?" So the man was so honored to see the best three men on earth as guests in his house. And he brought them some dates and he took a knife and went to slaughter a sheep for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Iyaka wal halub," stay away from the one that has milk. So he went, slaughtered the sheep, everybody ate and everybody was very happy. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Abu Bakr and Umar and said, "Wallahi, latus'alunna yawma idhin anin na'im." You will be questioned about this luxury. You will be questioned about this bounty. You will be questioned about these blessings. You left your home very hungry and you're coming back home now with your stomach full. When was the last time me and you went to home or went to bed hungry? If this being full for one night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered it that one of the greatest blessings ever. My brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran. Before I tell you the ayah, I want you to imagine that there's someone that you trust so much, so much. And he started his conversation with you by saying, "Wallahi! Brother, you don't have to swear. I love you. I know you very well. You never lie." Right? You'll be all ears waiting what he's going to say. Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. And to Allah belongs the best example. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Hashr, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal himself, by your Lord, Ya Muhammad, Allah is swearing by his Jalal, Allah is swearing by his greatness, and he's saying, "By your Lord, Ya Muhammad, I will question them all about everything they have done. We will be questioned about every move, every word, every penny, everything we will be questioned about." And Allah Azza wa Jal, the All Just, He said, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Lend me your heart today, please. Allah Azza wa Jal, we will put the scales of justice on the day of judgment, and no one will be treated unjustly. And if it is a mustard seed weight of anything, if it's a smile, if it's replying the salam, if it's a statement that will comfort your brother, anything, I will bring it. We will be accounted for it, and we are the best of accountants. So the parents will be questioned about how they raise their children. And the children will be questioned how they treated their parents. The businessman will be questioned if he was honest in his transactions. He will be questioned if he told the people that there is something wrong with that house, there is something wrong with that car, there's something wrong with that item. The lawyer will be questioned how he treated his clients, and the doctor will be questioned how he treated his patients. The wife will be questioned how she treated her husband, and the husband, the same, he will be questioned how he honored and treated his wife. The teacher will be questioned about how much sincerity he put in his education to the students, and the president will be questioned about every single person of his people. Every single one of us will be questioned. And many times, there are so many things we have forgotten that we have done. But Allah Azza wa Jal said, أحصاه الله ونسوه. Allah Azza wa Jal kept account of it, and we have forgotten. Allah Azza wa Jal said,
يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية.
On that day, everything will be displayed. Everything. يوم تبلى السرائر. Even the things that we thought about in secret, they will be exposed. Everything. يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. Nothing will be hidden. Everything. Everything you could think of, we will be questioned about. And this is the main problem of the Ummah right now, is that we forgot that we will be questioned. Allah, if you think about it, this is the main problem facing the Ummah. How did the companions conquer the world? Wallahi, it's the same Quran. With the same Quran, they conquered the world. With the same Quran, they conveyed Islam to all mankind at their time. With the same Islam, with the same book, they were able to get victory. And how come nothing has changed from that book, and we are what we are right now? Wallahi, if the companions understood Islam the way we understand it, Islam would have never left the boundaries of Mecca. If the companions understood Islam like we understand it right now, Islam will be only constrained to Mecca. What is our problem? Is it the lack of acts of worship? Look around you. In a small city in the United States, three Jum'ahs every Jum'ah has hundreds of people. Is it the lack of masajid? In our countries, between every masjid and masjid, there's a masjid. Is it the lack of sources of knowledge? With a click of a button, you can bring any sheikh on earth to your house. Is it the lack of books? Is it the lack of resources?
The Muslim Ummah is the richest in oil, in gas, in cattle, in wool, and so many things. Is it the lack of numbers? 1.6 billion strong.
What is it? It is when we forgot that we will be questioned, we forgot to implement. Because we stopped implementing. How many of us, let's be frank, we come to Jum'ah to benefit. How many of us learn something from the khutbah and they can't wait to apply it? How many? Is it possible that 50, 60 years of khutbahs did not change my life a bit? Is it possible? Because we stopped implementing, or we find that implementing is hard. Shaitan fooled me and you. Khalas, you go to Jum'ah. Applying is a different story, but you went to Jum'ah, you're done. You fasted, you're done. These are great. But what about implementing what we are learning? Allah Azza wa Jal said, listen carefully, akhwan. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allahu Akbar. If they just apply, implement what they hear in Jum'ah, what they hear in seminars, what they hear in classes, what they hear in conferences, what happened, that will be better for them, and it will make them more steadfast on their deen. And I will have a very huge, great ajr for them, and I will show them the sirat al-mustaqim. Allahu Akbar. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا. Not سَمِعُوا. No, سَمِعُوا is easy. Listen is easy. We are all doing the first one. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ. يُوعَظُونَ is the verb from مَوْعِظَة. It's an advice. If they implement what they heard, then all these four promises from Allah Azza wa Jal, the victory will only come to this ummah when we are connected with Allah. And that victory is not cheap. It's not cheap. Needs work. When the companions disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Uhud, in the battle of Uhud, what happened? They lost. One act of disobedience led to defeat. If they won that battle after they disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam would have been destroyed, right? Because that does not mean anything. If you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or you do not obey it, you're going to be winner. You're going to be victorious. These are the best of men, and the best man ever created was among them, and they lost because they disobeyed Allah. What should we say where we are saturated with sins day and night? One sin led to defeat. One sin, the history till repeated till the day of judgment. One disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much we disobey him day and night. And disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam means disobeying Allah, because Allah said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever obey the messenger, he has obeyed Allah. My brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal will never ever break his promise. Never ever. Allah will never break his promise. And he promised in Surah An-Nur. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ. The ayah started by saying, Allah promised. Allahu Akbar. What did Allah promise? Or first of all, who did Allah promise? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا. Our problem is with وَعَمِلُوا. We all believers, وَعَمِلُوا. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وعملوا الصالحات. Allah promised the one who believe and do and act upon what they believe. What did He promise them? لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم ولا يمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم ولا يبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا. Allah Azza wa Jalla promised that He will make Islam dominant on earth. And Allah Azza wa Jalla promised that He will make Islam the authority. And Allah Azza wa Jalla promised that He will switch your fear into peace, into safety. How did the ayah end? يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. You want all these promises? Do one thing, just one. Be a abd. Be a abd. When we fulfill our part, Allah will fulfill His. Be a abd. Now the question to me and to you, are you a abd? What does abd mean? That means get up, I stand up. Sit down, you sit down. Jump, how high? Fast, you fast. Stay away from haram. سمعنا وأطعنا. Are we abid? When we are abid, Allah will fulfill His promise. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Somebody say, طيب هلا يعني if I with this I'm gonna change the whole world. Don't worry about the whole world. You change. You change. You start applying this khutbah. You will find the wallahi, you will find the barakah in your life, in your health, in your time, in your children, in your home. You will find, forget about, you will find that peace we're talking about that the whole ummah will have if they do it. Forget about the whole ummah right now. Apply it on your own. And if everybody applied it on their own, then the community will be better. And then if all the communities apply, then the whole ummah will be better. But start with yourself. Because the shaitan is going to come and say, all this talk, this guy is talking. What is this? Fix yourself and apply what you... Yeah, he's not going to tell you, Yaakhi. I hope not. And then he's going to keep convincing you that, you know, keep going. You're good. You donate. You pray. You perform qiyam. You gave 5,000 last year. He's going to convince you that, you know, you're doing great. And do not take a long time to implement. Wallahi, akhwan. Al-Fudayl bin Iyad, one of the greatest tabi'een, he saw a man one time. And he said, how old are you? The man said, I'm 60 years old. So Al-Fudayl said, for 60 years, you've been traveling to Allah and you're about to arrive. The man was like, like he was shocked. And about to arrive means you're about to die. So the man said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Al-Fudayl said, do you know what does that mean? What you just said? He said, what does it mean? He said, Inna lillah, that I am abd. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I will return and report to him. And if you are abd, and you are going to report, that means you are going to be stopped. And if you are going to be stopped, that means you are going to be questioned. And if you are going to be questioned, start preparing the answers. So he said, Mal'amal, what should we do? He said, fix, improve on what's left. Allah will forgive the past. But if you continue disobeying Allah till you die, you will be accounted for the past and for the present. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. By your Lord, I will question them all about everything they have done. Sometimes we go to a court for a ticket or for anything, and we are trembling and scared what the human being is going to ask us. And here Allah is confirming that I will ask you about every penny. Where did you earn it? And how did you spend it? I'm going to ask you about every salat. Why did you miss it? I'm going to ask you about every brother who asked you for help and you were able to help and you denied him. I'm going to ask you. I gave you so many blessings that millions of people were deprived of. What did you do with it? لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. In one narration, it says, النَّعِيمِ here, the blessing here is dates and water. You will be questioned about dates and water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I beg you, Ya Allah, with the best of your names, for everyone who's here and everyone who's watching, make our last deeds our best deeds. And make our last words, La ilaha illallah. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. Wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Straighten your lines, close the gaps. Heels on the line. Please fill up the main hall first. Brothers in the back rooms, please come inside and fill up the main hall.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please on your way out be generous and donate to the masjid. May Allah bless you and protect you and multiply all your wealth many many folds and protect your children and your parents. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.